Nervously done. All right. Bury the lead. Play Riches.
I have won. as they get into the conversation, sometimes they'll start looking at their bandmates and just not be in the microphone at all.
So do I have to, like, talk?
Kendall, do you like hardcore? I can just go like...
I mean, I do pan these out just a little bit, so maybe...
I don't know what any of that means.
Panning? It's like left and right?
Like for gold?
Like when you cook eggs on the pan? Gotcha. There's you can use a pot.
They joke around like Peter.
Fuck, what is that, 58 or some shit? I don't fucking know anymore.
You're going to edit this, right?
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, good thing God.
58.
Just turn this mic off.
All right, so we're episode 58. This is River City Sounds. I'm Cole, once again by myself. Chloe's on vacation still. We have with us Heavy as the Head. Do you mind going around and introducing yourselves and what you do in the band, please?
Sure. I am Kendall. I'm the lead costume designer, choreographer, and vocals.
I'm Drew. I play drums. I'm a Scorpio. My favorite color is green.
I'm also a Scorpio. Mm.
Okay, yeah, I'm James. I play guitar. My favorite color is also green. Libra.
Nailed it, dude.
I mean, Chloe's not here, so she would probably thank you guys for just, you know, giving up that information. You may continue.
I'm Myrn. I play bass, and I also own my bass.
That's a good distinction.
Hey.
Nice.
Bass owner.
Play guitar.
Excellent. Thank you. So what are the origins of the band? How long have you guys been around? Maybe not necessarily as this entire unit, but Heavy is the Head.
So we are sort of a pandemic band. We started a little over a year ago, right? So me and Nick have always known each other, like literally since we were in diapers together, which was also last week.
You can edit that out, right?
Yeah. Scratch that. We've always wanted to play together. We just got together and everything kind of fell into place. And this is what it is now.
So what is the origin name for the actual name of the band specifically?
So it comes from the saying, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Okay, yeah.
Not distinction, but maybe
draw to that specifically.
Right. Well, I think that through the way I see it, the more life experiences that you have, which we all have had plenty of in this band, that it kind of brings the weight of the world on you, and then feeling that weight and knowing how to handle that weight is kind of where it comes from. Mm-hmm. For the long answer.
Does anyone else have any ideas about like what heavy is the head means to you guys specifically for this band?
I think just coming from listening to a lot of Kendall's lyrics specifically, I think there's kind of like he said, like the weight of the world, the weight of what you see in your daily life, what you see in your friends and your families deal with, and kind of, you know, persisting through each and every day, knowing maybe it's not always going to be easy, and your the things that you decide to do, the way you decide to carry yourself, the things you decide to stand up for and fight for, make a lot of the difference. But you have to deal with that every morning when you wake up.
So are all of you guys mostly from Richmond?
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Around
the area. Because we're a little bit outside Quentin, right?
Yes, we're in New Kent, Virginia. Yeah. Beautiful New Kent, Virginia.
Like I was saying, this feels like coming home. Because you guys are unfortunately the first exit right in front of that big fucking flag.
That's right.
And every time my girlfriend go home, we just can we bring some Molotov cocktails and try to throw that fucker.
Welcome to fucking New Kent.
If no one knows, there's a huge goddamn fucking Confederate flag, and then he has a little sign next to it on the fence too. It's also a Confederate flag. Just says, the biggest, most proudest redneck asshole. God, sorry.
That's it, man.
That's it.
You missed the one coming into the neighborhood too.
Oh, I must have. So do you guys have any favorite bars or breweries in this area?
That's a question for everybody else.
I mean, it could be Richmond, or it could be maybe the New Kent, Quentin kind of area.
Our band is very partial to the Vale Brewery.
Okay, nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about that.
He's saying I work for the Vale, and it's a great brewery, and it's definitely not a place that we've played or anything like that, but
other breweries worth going other than the Vale. If you go to thevale.com.
That's actually incorrect, but that's fine.
Go to thevale.org.
Is it pierce the veil.org?
Yeah. It's .gov.
No. So. Yeah, Myrn works at the Vale, so we legally can't endorse any other brewery or well, restaurants.
Half of us don't drink, so.
Yeah, well, we can tell you that Garden Grove, we've played there before, and they were very awesome to us.
Yes,
yeah.
Garden Grove.
Garden Grove has been great, too, just because they do free shows, so it's a great way for bands just to get out there. They were cool with, like, mixed bill shows, so all different types of music.
Yeah.
Long shows, lots of bands on the same bill, so big up to Garden Grove for that.
James, you just played there.
Actually, Friday. Yeah, because I'm in several bands, and my indie band actually just played there Friday night, and it was a cool time, and also my pop punk band has played there a bunch of times, and it's always been fun, regardless of what band it is, what genre, who else is playing. It's always been a fun place. Yes. I do actually 100% support Garden Grove.
I'm going to come back to a little bit of this section, but I know you guys are trying to push some of your new released music. Do you guys want to talk about that? Who you recorded it with and how you put it out?
So we have a 7-inch coming out that you can order if you go to the link tree on our Instagram. There's a link to it, but the guys in GGT Records are putting it out. It's a small indie label out of Seattle. And so we recorded that with Dan Upoff it's Full Circle Recording, right? And it's four songs on that, two of which you can hear on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you get your music from. And so it's 4-track, 7-inch that you can order from GGT or us.
And that's a physical copy.
It's a physical copy, yeah.
Yeah, it's come to a show. We have a QR code at our merch table.
Yeah.
Very nice. So going back to the band here, I know you guys have been talking about touring. You've played a little bit out of state, and now you guys have been talking about trying to downgrade a lot of your equipment. Do you guys want to talk about maybe some of the process you guys have been going through your head about trying to get such a large 5-piece down to one van maybe, what you guys have been doing there?
Well,
I think most of it is that, like Kendall was saying, we're all big guys, we're not millionaires. We can't afford to have a Silver Eagle or whatever bus they are, so we try to do the best that we can to borrow equipment, and at the same time, when we have out of town bands come here, we let them use ours. But the biggest thing is the speaker cabs and the heads and all that stuff. It takes up a lot of room.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, which is actually why I bought the head that I have.
And then you got to have your own, your personal bag and all that stuff in there. And then, you can fill up a van quick.
Yeah. Every venue should have cabs and drums.
Yeah.
Like good cabs and good drums so that touring musicians can just bring their heads and guitars.
Because lots of venues do have house cabs, but 9 times out of 10, they're trash.
Right.
they're usually the ones that the bands were like, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah. I'll just leave this here.
Yeah.
This is a Line 6 cab. You can have it.
Yeah. James, do you want to talk a little bit about the head that you got and why you got that specifically?
Oh, actually, it's like it's a blue guitar. It's like it's a pedal head. Like it's not the one I use today because that's already here. But when I go out, it's about 4 or so pounds, fits in my backpack, it's got a built-in noise gate and everything. So it's the company's Blue Guitar. Like Thomas Blug founded this company. Like he worked for Hughes and Kettner for like 25 years and started his own company and created this pedal head. So basically, it's like literally like just like a pedal. It's actually, I got it over there, but whatever. But it's, no one can see this anyway. But it's really, it's about 4 pounds, fits in my backpack, and it's perfect for going out with because I have all my cables and everything in the same backpack with my head.
Yeah, I'm definitely pretty jealous of that setup. It's pretty, I mean, you have a similar setup too, then, Nick, right? Like where it's,
yeah, mine's slightly larger.
But the ability the ability to kind of like downsize without really forfeiting any of like the power or the sound is a pretty great thing. Yeah. I know that we get to a point a lot of times when we're kind of Tetrising the van and getting things packed up, and it's kind of like, can one more head fit in here?
Yeah.
Or can we even bring the merch box or whatever? So it's definitely good to consider those options.
Yeah, we also have like the world's largest merch box, which is like very inconvenient, but it also
it's a quarter full too. It's not even full.
But I will say I do appreciate that because it's nice. It's always fun like when you see a band and you enjoy them and you get to the merch table and there's like a bunch of good stuff, and there's so we try to keep the options available for folks who enjoy the shows.
What kind of merch do you guys have available right now? that if maybe we saw you in a week's time when this episode comes out, what would you think you'd have?
So we have, we don't have any more of those tank tops, I don't think. We sold out. We've
I think we have two smalls left, and that's about it. Yeah. But you know.
Yeah. Small tank top, folks. Keep your eyes
peeled. We've got three different shirts. One's a big gorilla head, one's got Richmond that's getting blown up on the back of it, and then one is Brooks and Dunn ripoff. I don't know if you're familiar with the greatest country band that has ever put pick to guitar, Brooks and Dunn, but we ripped off one of their designs, and it says Heavy as a Head instead of Brooks and Dunn.
Okay.
The goal is to get sued for copyright infringement.
Yeah, exactly. You want the Dead Kennedys experience.
Yeah. Because our tank top that we had Wario on the front of it. So.
On the back of it.
On the back of it. Yeah, so the goal is to get sued.
So come back to Kendall here. This might be more specifically geared towards you, but if anyone else has a great answer, please feel free to shout it out. RVA is an acronym. Stands for Richmond, Virginia. If you guys could...
Are you serious?
If you could rearrange... you dick.
Accurate.
Yes, the words...
also accurate.
The words for RVA, like really very awesome, as opposed to Richmond, Virginia, that still would embody Richmond, Virginia.
Ooh.
That's a tough question.
A little curveball. Mm-hmm. That's a baseball reference.
Oh, is it? I mean, it could be like the curve in bowling, you know, because there's that.
But we gotta keep it RVA, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
that makes it hard.
Radical.
The V is the hard one for most people.
Radical violence always.
All right.
What? Yeah. Wow. Let's go.
Is that a band accepted answer?
Yeah, that's actually our new band name.
Okay. Radical violence always. Yeah.
And we'll just sell RVA shirts.
like PBR, People's Beer of Richmond.
Yeah.
The same exact shit. Are they getting sued? I don't think so.
Really very...
Can you sue a city?
Really very accurate.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, because
I'm sure the city could sue us.
Yeah, it's like the city of Richmond versus whoever the fuck.
Yeah, once again, great publicity.
The city of Richmond, Brooks and Dunn, and Nintendo versus Heavy as a Head.
Good, I hope
we need to change our band names so they don't know who we are.
We don't really have Chloe around with us at the moment, but I can try to do some Chloe's Corner questions. Most of you guys answered the Zodiac shit, and I don't really fucking care anyways, so I don't know what that means. I just know when Triple Scorpion, apparently that means something, so I just say that for a reaction.
Triple Scorpion.
It.
I have no idea.
Because it means, like, you're rising sun or something, and, like, your setting moon or where the fuck it is.
Yeah, I thought that was from the Kama Sutra.
My rising sun is in the morning, I think.
See,
and then,
I don't fucking know what that means.
And then my moon is in the evening, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
and then I sleep at night.
And yeah, the setting. Yeah, what about the morning? Yeah, when's the setting right?
I would have lost it.
Well, the moon.
He's right. That was a good one. He really had me for the first like 5 or 6 seconds, and I was like, you know what?
You really have.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? He sounds like he might know that something about.
I don't know what that means.
I'm a Libra, so if anybody does know,
I too am a Libra.
Yeah. Oh yeah, two Libras.
All right, we're gonna ask two more questions before we round up.
Please. Yeah, no one cares.
It doesn't have to be alcoholic. Coming up. What is your favorite drink?
I'm one of the last straight edge people in Richmond, so anybody else want to answer this?
It doesn't have to be alcohol.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like alcoholic drink.
I said it doesn't have to be.
A nice fine sweet tea.
All right, homemade or anyone specific?
Homemade, baby.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
17 scoops of sugar. I'm diabetic.
Yeah, I like Rain energy drinks.
Okay.
Whereas I'm one of the few people on earth who does not like sweet tea. My go-to is always water. It's like, I like water, and I drink more coffee than any human should.
Hell yes.
And also, aside from that, like, I grew up drinking V8. I still love it. I know it's...
I like
know
the original, like, tomato...
Yes, that's so
good. It's not just tomatoes. Ooh. It's not just tomato juice.
Yeah, it's a mix, man. Yeah, it's a vegetable.
It is vegetable juice. Motherfucker, it is vegetable juice. I'm getting aggro over V8. Yeah. Anyway, move on.
There you go. If I'm at A21... because I feel like it's the only place that has it anymore, I got to go with Pibb Extra. I don't drink a lot of soda, but let's go. Mr. Pibb, I think he got like maybe went back to school or something, and now he's Pibb Extra.
I was about to say, what makes it extra?
Yeah, he's not a doctor, but he's just extra.
He like started his master's.
And we just came across this like sweet caramel coffee that you can buy at Target, of all places. It's incredible.
Is it pre-made?
It's just like in a bag, but... I had some yesterday morning. It's so good. And then what's the coffee that you...
I was going to say, my name is Nick, just so you know. And if Death Wish Coffee Company hears this, please endorse me. Because I have drank your stuff like night and day
for years.
He did put us on
that's
the Death Wish.
Right. Actually, last time it's we delicious. Went out, he did bring Death Wish with us.
And it was great.
Where are they from? Are they like a mom and pop kind of place?
Sarasota Springs, I think is what it's called, New York. But they're the best, in my opinion, the best tasting coffee
fantastic.
I've ever
yeah,
had.
Yeah, really, really good.
Final question before we round up. Favorite snack?
All of them.
That's fine. That's an acceptable nice. Answer.
Used to be Cheez-Its, but then I went vegan, so now it's
just Its.
Yeah, just Its.
I'm not vegan, so I still like Cheetos. But, you know.
Cheetos. Man,
I hate you guys.
My favorite is the cracked pepper sunflower seeds.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot of snacks, just like fruits and vegetables.
That's a snack?
you're the snack, dude.
That's
every
the original snack.
Right there. Your favorite snack is Rain Eater's
I don't
drink.
Enjoy them.
I mean, if you consider fruit a snack, I love bananas.
That's good.
No, it is. A fruit is the original snack. There you go.
I mean, I probably eat about a banana every day.
Fuck yeah. Staying healthy. So, what are our band goals coming up? We're about to be entering 2023. Do you guys have anything you want to accomplish before the end of the year or maybe want to get done next year?
Grammy.
Okay. Forget sued?
No.
Yeah, well, you're getting sued for one. You know, really trying to get sued. I mean, which is why we do need to do that one Food Line shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to make a Food Line shirt, too. I think, we talked about this last practice. So, the goal for the end of the year is we go into the studio beginning in September. With Bob Quirk, and we're going to record hopefully a 5-song EP,
okay.
Release that, and then play some more shows. I think we're taking October and November kind of low-key because Nick's getting married, and then December play out some, and then toward the beginning of the year start playing out of town, some more out-of-town shows, doing some weekends and maybe some longer runs, just depending on what the world throws us.
And speaking of out of town, we are going out of town again in September. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. End of September, we're doing a little weekend run with the dudes in Strike Face from South Carolina. We're playing down in Charleston on the 23rd of September, then in Charlotte on the 24th of September, and then we play at the Bike Shop in Richmond on the 25th.
See, that's how you get prepared.
Yeah.
That's how you prepare.
We always have a whiteboard with like our set list. Like how to play the new song that we're working
just
on.
Right behind me. I didn't
all
even
of our
know
shows.
Great job,
yeah.
guys.
That comes from old age.
Yeah. We just forget.
Otherwise,
we don't
remember,
yeah.
we don't remember any of this stuff.
I do want to throw one more question in there. I forgot.
Sure,
just because you guys are a hardcore band, you've had mostly EPs come out. What would you consider an LP from you guys? Is it a time thing? Is it a number of songs thing? And that can be answered by anyone.
It would be it for me personally. I'm just only speaking for myself, number of songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it all depends on like genre, because I mean there's certain bands that, you know, could release a 3-song LP because it's like an hour long. But then at the same time, like, you know, like no matter how short your songs are, if you've got like 50 songs on it, it's still gonna be an LP to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
But,
yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to finance us to record a full length, we'd be more than willing to take your money and do it.
Yeah. I will say that one thing, I got into hardcore because of Kendall, and I feel like because he and I talked so early on about a lot of these bands that he was kind of putting me on to, I would always pull up like a 2-song, 3-song EP, and I think you may have actually said this to me, it's kind of like the best couple of songs that you can just kind of like punch people with and get them to be like, that was incredible. Like, I need some more. And so one thing I like about the fact that we've got this EP that's about to drop and then we're working on another shorter one that's coming out is it's something to get people excited and then get them to come out to shows and get them to keep up with us and get ready for the next thing that's coming out. So LPs are awesome. When you find a great band, it's always cool to see like a 12 song release, but EPs that just kind of punch you and leave you wanting more is awesome.
So I'm so sorry again, another question. Do you think that like EPs and what I call extended singles, where it's like 4 songs and it's one single, do you think that's more of the way for hardcore in a lot of ways?
Absolutely. I was getting ready to say that actually. Yeah. I feel like hardcore is a genre that does better with shorter releases than, you know, like if you were taking like a thrash record or something like that would have 10 or 11 songs on there.
Yeah.
You get more out of it if you only have a couple really, really hard-hitting songs.
Yeah.
I think that also comes from, like, coming from the hardcore community and the punk community, you see a lot of EPs because it's all self-released and self-funded DIY stuff.
Absolutely.
Where, like, no one's got the fucking money to go into the studio and record Like, I agree with James, like, an LP is, like, 12 songs or, like, an hour worth of material. Like, nobody's got that amount of... In our scene, that kind of scratch to go in there and drop on that when, like, especially since, as far as being an adult, talking about return on investments, like, ROIs, like, no one buys music, which is fine. Mm-hmm. I'm also part of that problem. No one, and what are you going to get, a penny from Spotify for, you know, 7 months of list of streamings? But so, like, I'd rather pump something out, it still sound good, and then, like he was saying, like, kind of leave you wanting...
Yeah,
wanting more, and like I could do 2 or 3 releases in a year.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
And as you're writing those new things, I mean, like we saw just like a few amazing riffs come out of the last couple of practices, and we're really excited about a couple new songs we're working on. You want to get those out a little bit sooner, and if you're kind of holding them, waiting on 8 or 9 more songs to round it out,
you might
be over it personally when you're ready to release it. So it's like, when it's fresh, get it out there, get people excited.
Do you guys want to have any other shout outs to any Richmond bands or any bands in the area you think should be on, or any parting words before we sign off?
Do you want to just list all your other bands, guys?
Yeah, we just list
yeah,
all
if you want to just go around in the same order and just so say, I'm in this, this, and this.
So friends of our band.
Okay, yeah.
So our label mates, Mean Jesus, they're from... what do they claim? Norfolk?
Yeah.
Virginia Beach. Yeah. Mean Jesus. We have good friends in a band called Contact.
And they have some music coming out. Vinyl coming out pretty soon,
They
too.
Have vinyl coming out. Guardrails. Reflect.
We got High Priest coming up.
High Priest.
Yeah, we're playing a show with them on the 25th.
Their new record just came out.
Yeah, High Priest's new record is incredible.
Did you say Contact?
Yeah, Contact.
And Pure Bliss.
Yeah,
Beer Bliss is from Syracuse.
Yeah, they're not local, but man, those guys are great, and they took us out on the road, and we love those guys. So big ups to them.
Awesome,
yeah.
All right, what are your other bands?
Oh wow, James? so we were actually serious about
this? Yeah.
Okay, well
maybe you want to be on. I don't know.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. You got time for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am gonna edit.
Actually, really, it's like it's not that many. Like I'm in a pop punk band called Dead Format.
One of the best pop punk bands ever.
Our friend that's sitting over on the other side of the room here. I'm also in a like shoegaze adjacent band called Glossing. And I also play in an indie rock band called Rough Age. And like a 90s influenced screamy emo band called Eliza Battle. Those are the current ones. There's always others here and there that are kind of more inactive. But yeah, I'm currently in 5.
Okay.
And then I play bass in like a punk pop punk band called Diet Blood out of Richmond as well.
Anybody else?
Yep. I have another band that practices right here where we are called Seraph. We've been together for, I think,
30 years.
Going on 17 years, yeah. So it's a little bit heavier than what we are, so it's a different style of music, but still you can't understand anything.
Yes, I mean, so there's a lot of different influences in this room, because, like, for me, this is the heaviest band I'm in. Whereas for him, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Andrew, do you play in your bands? Is your only one?
This is my first band in like 15 years.
We appreciate the 100% focus.
Yes.
It really makes us feel special.
But yeah, I appreciate you guys being on. This was episode 58 of River City Sounds. We have with us...
Big 5'8".
Big 5'8".
What?
Didn't you say 58?
Yeah.
Yeah, Big 5'8". Nice say
5'8". Our band name is called Heavy is the Head.
Oh, it's Heavy is the Head.
You want to take that one more time?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Heavy is the head.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all being on.
Thank you.
This song's called Foundations. Now to foundation. Cool. This song's called Chapters. This is the last song. It's like the first song, but it's different. It's called Deny. We leave this space open so I can say something like witty or cool. But there's nothing to say right now, so, You can't deny the system's been rigged while others